Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is Thursday of the first week in Ordinary Time, the 12th of January, 2012. We remember St. Margaret, the foundress of the Notre Dame Sisters of Montreal. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
A leper came to him, and kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad, so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. So today we have St.
Marguerite
Borghos. She was the foundress of the Congregation of Notre Dame of Montreal. She lived from 1620 to 1700. Like I said earlier, you know, those saints that got off with just 23 years on earth, like St. Therese, you know, sure, holiness for the last 12 years of your life, but holiness for at least 60 years of your life? Amazing. So I'll tell you a little bit about her story. At the age of 33, Margaret arrived in the French colony of Montreal to serve as the school mistress. Though she had always felt a sense of religious calling, she had failed to find in France a community that would accept her. Thus, she excitedly responded to a call for volunteers in Montreal as an opportunity to help implant the gospel in the new world. Montreal at the time was no more than a primitive fort, enclosing a settlement of about 200 people. There were no children to teach, and it would be several years before the first school was constructed. In the meantime, Marguerite occupied herself with a range of charitable activities, worked hard to promote religious life in the colony. She endured poverty, hunger, and the persistent peril of war in the early years of the frontier. But as Montreal steadily expanded, so did Marguerite's sense of vocation. In the course of several trips back to France, she recruited women to join her in starting a missionary congregation dedicated to education. In 1676, she succeeded in winning recognition for the Congregation of Notre Dame, the first non-enclosed foreign missionary community of women in the church. Marguerite served as superior of the congregation until her retirement at the age of 73, and she died at the age of 80 on January 12, 1700. One of her quotes is, "I want at all cost not only to love my neighbor, but to keep him in love for me." The saints of just a few hundred years ago, or just last week, you know, or the very first centuries of the church have one tremendous thing in common. They've so fallen in love with Jesus, they want everyone else to know him, to love him, to experience the closeness they have with God. In today's gospel, we have this amazing story of the healing of the leper by Jesus. Now, leprosy, whether it was actually Hodgkin's disease or something else, Hansen's disease? What's leprosy called? Hansen's? Was probably terrifying for people in the first century as your body slowly succumbed to rotting away. And so you were thrown out of the camp, thrown out of your house, thrown out of your synagogue, and you were kind of left to fend for yourself on the edges and the margins of society. Now, people might bring you food and leave it in the corner, and you and all the other lepers would fight over it. You know, just not long ago, we had the leprosy colony on Molokai, right, with St. Damien of Molokai. And it was out of fear of the disease that we ostracized our brother and sister. And certainly, even if you were helping the lepers, you left something on the rock and then backed away, and they came and got it. And you didn't want your basket back. Jesus reaches out and touches a leper. Everyone else would have gone, and it's interesting. The gospel says, moved with pity. Moved with a tenderness and a desire to free them of their suffering, Jesus reached out and touched this one who had leprosy. Moved with pity, our God reaches out to us. It's not in our good times that God draws closer to us. It's in our worst times, when we're feeling run over by life, or illness, or sadness, or addiction, that God reaches out and grasps us. Right? Remember Peter, his mother-in-law? Jesus grasped her and raised her up. The same word Mark uses in the resurrection. And we're going to see this theme throughout Mark's gospel, that God so loves us that he came to set us free, and that we miss it again and again and again. We hear Jesus trying to not let the leper tell the good news. And we'll hear this throughout Mark's gospel this year. Part of this is this Markan Messiah mystery type of thing, where Mark wants to build the whole thing up until the resurrection, and then we will know it is Jesus. But if you were a leper living on the fringes of society and you've just been restored to full health, you might want to tell everyone. But it's interesting, in touching the leper, Jesus doesn't pick up the disease, right? But he picks up that status of needing to live on the margins, of being relegated to deserted places, of not being able to enter the community openly. He takes on himself what the very leper was suffering from, of being not welcome in the village. And it wasn't that Jesus wasn't welcome at this point, it was just probably overwhelming. You know, here comes the one who is raising the dead, walking on water, feeding the thousands, curing illnesses, driving out demons, and speaking with the authority of God, forgiving sins. This one, when he shows up, you know, the whole town stops. And he probably couldn't breathe with people trying to crush in upon him. But this one also desires for all of us to be set free. And so the gospel ends with, he remained outside in these deserted places, and yet people kept coming to him from everywhere. May we always come to Jesus. Even as St. Margaret went to that deserted place that was the very founding of Montreal in 1653. And she let it grow by her good work and love of God into something beautiful. Her congregation of sisters still works today for education in Canada. So we ask for her intercession, that we too might always be willing to search this Jesus out and let him touch us, for he does will us to be set free.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.